braving the cold, and joining me in the studio this morning is Mindy Newberry, our Youth Services Librarian at the Warren County Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm freezing, but I'm good.
It is stupid cold.
Oh, man, I tell you.
I don't know what I would rather have, this stupid cold or this horrific snow that some people are going to get. I was talking to my parents this morning down in Arkansas, and wow. And my friends down there, they're being told to fill up your bathtub with water. And
holy cow.
Because this ice is coming. My parents are supposed to get, like, a number of inches of sleet first, then the snow.
Jeez.
Yeah, they flew in LSU yesterday because we're supposed to get 16 inches in Fayetteville and for the big game on Saturday night. So they're already there.
Oh, man.
And they said, hey, if the lights are on at Bud Walton, we're playing basketball.
Goodness, they are dead.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Cancel the sucker. Come on.
Gotta love basketball. Shoot.
I'm telling you, TV.
Probably about as much as they love football down there. Jeez.
Well, they must make some serious money off these games TV or
that
whatever.
That is no joke.
I just hope everyone, golly, is safe. Animals, yeah. People out trying to break the ice, you know, for the cows and the livestock. And
for sure.
People having to work in this. Our crews are going to have to be out. Working, so safety
to you all. My husband works
for
the DOT, and I'll tell you what, I don't envy people who work in these jobs, you know, having to be out there on the roads and in this weather, because it is dangerous. It is very dangerous.
It is. So. Safety to all. Stay as warm as possible, indoors as much, layer up, cover every piece of exposed skin. We're thinking of
you. Absolutely.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Mindy, let's talk about the new year in the library.
I know.
Let's start with, we got quite a few things.
We do.
Real quick, let's touch on this website, 250th Celebration Survey. We want to get that out to people.
Yeah, so we are asking people to take a few minutes to pop open this survey and fill it out. It just has a quick interest survey. To get a feeler if you are interested in any of the activities listed. There's a couple of dates where the location is going to be possibly for this. And this, of course, is for our, you know, grand celebration for the 250th of our great nation. So we would like to come together as a community and celebrate that. And so the Buchanan Center has taken a moment, Miss Rebecca Quick, who, you know, we all love and hold close in our hearts. I know we do at the library. She's great. And she took a few minutes to put the survey together of some of our ideas and would like to see if anybody in our community is interested to see any of this to take place. And of course, there's an other there. So if you have an idea or something that you would like to see take place, please pop that in there. And we would love to see what the community has to, what your feel is on this. So just go to our website, the BCA's website, and you can find that even on our Facebook page. And pop that open. It takes all of less than a minute to fill out and submit. And then in 2 weeks, we'll close that up and get the general consensus. And then hopefully our plans will come together and we'll have a beautiful celebration this summer.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that idea, too, of the actual survey.
Yeah.
Let's see what people want to do and what they hold dear to their hearts as we celebrate this great nation.
So, yes.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
What's going on at the library?
Well, I'll start over on the adult side here. Megan has a great Valentine's Day cookie decorating with Miss Jennifer Cook. I'm sure everybody knows Jen. On February 12th at 5:30, she's going to come in and show you some tips and tricks. And, of course, you'll get to eat your cookie after. So that's always a plus. You know, you learn how to decorate that cookie and make something special for your, you know, your loved one or a friend. And I know I am not good at decorating cookies. That is not my love language. I can eat a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't decorate a cookie.
That's okay. One,
so,
as long as you can do one.
Right. So Jen's going to come in and show us how to do that. And she's going to give you all the tips and tricks and, you know, secrets of decorating with frosting.
Megan, you know, you can't have decorating a cookie if no one's going to eat the cookie.
Right.
So we got to have those of us who eat the cookie.
And if it ain't pretty, nobody's going to touch
That's
it.
That's right.
She also has a Bring Your Own Book discussion on February 26th from 5 to 6 p.m. I always find these interesting. At first, when she told me about these, I was like, this sounds different. These have been very popular. The fun thing about it, I know I love to have a book discussion with a friend about what they're reading, the genre that they're into. This is how I find out what's popular, maybe not so popular, maybe that obscure indie book that nobody's ever heard about. Maybe that book that you've always wondered about and you weren't sure if you wanted to pick it up. This is the great way to do that. This is the ability to sit down with somebody you don't know, or maybe you do know, and discuss a book that you've thought about or maybe hadn't thought about, and hear about this book and add it to your TBR. So this is a great way to do that. So that's what a Bring Your Own Book discussion is. So bring that book in, talk about it, and maybe pick up a few to add to your list. Every February, the adult side does a blind date with a book where we wrap it. We write some little things about the book on the outside of the wrapping, and you get to pick it without knowing what the book is. You take it home, you read it, and you're like, oh, I fell in love with it. You know, you fall in love with everything about the book, the characters, whatever. Or maybe you don't. That's fine. But you took a chance. We also do this on the YA side. And we also do this on the kids' side, but the kids, because it says date, you know, fifth graders are like, ew, date, yuck. We call it Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. So we start this on February 1st, and it goes until the end of February. And so make sure you stop in and grab a book and fall in love with a book you never thought you would.
Okay.
So, and then book donations for Friends of the Library. For our spring sale is going to be February 21st from 11 to 1 p.m. And that's a Saturday. And so bring in gently new used books. So those are always encouraged to bring in. And then on the kids' side, we have our Homeschool Friday is coming up on February 6th at 10 a.m. This is a fun one. We have our Ready, Set, Grow playgroup, as always. This is for our 0 to 5. And this is not Homeschool Friday connected, but it's open to any 0 to 5 age group. But Homeschool Friday this year, or this next Friday, whatever. Nahant Marsh is coming. And this is one of my favorite programmers that we have every summer for summer reading. They are out of Davenport, and I'm sure you've driven over the marsh when you've gone over the 80 Bridge, right? And we bring them down, and they teach us about the animals of Iowa and Illinois. And what's really cool about that is kids always go to the zoo, and you see animals from Africa or India or whatever. Nahant actually teaches them about the animals that are within Iowa and Illinois, animals they see every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to teach us about the owls of Iowa and Illinois. And so if you have a homeschooler and you've always been interested in our Homeschool Fridays, this is the Friday to come. So it's at 10 o'clock on February 6th. We're also doing our Valentine's party. So bring some Valentine's treats and share with the group. Dungeons and Dragons, Vanessa. Let me tell you.
Thank you, Stranger Things.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Right?
I'm telling you. So, you know, we entered the world of Lego. We entered the world of Pokemon a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was entering a world that I never wanted to imagine. D&D has been otherworldly to me. And
it's lasted. Dude. D&D's been around for a long time.
Yeah, since like the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
And we have done amazing things with our D&D. So we meet every Wednesday. We have a kids group that meets 1 week and teens and adults the next. So they rotate, right? And it has been fantastic. And if you've ever wanted to dabble in it, basically it's creative storytelling with dice. That's the best way to explain it. I'm sure you're familiar with Mr. PJ Brooks. So his wonderful son, Josh, is the one who leads our DMing. He's the dungeon master. And Josh gives faithfully of his time, his talent, and his treasure of dungeon mastering, because this woman could never, ever figure it out in her lifetime. But Josh is wonderful. He's patient. He has been amazing in, in doing this. And so, PJ, if you're listening, you have a wonderful son. But D&D is wonderful. So if you have kids interested, if you're interested, please join us. We meet kids 7 to 12, February 11th and 25th from 5 to 7. Teens and adults, so 13 and older, February 4th and 18th. So make sure you stop in for that. Story time every Saturday at 10 a.m. We start back on February 7th. And then we have something very new at the library for kids. We have new dyslexia-friendly books.
Wow.
We do. And I'm very excited about these. So they have dyslexia font-friendly books where the paragraphing, the spacing, the fonting is all dyslexic-friendly. So it makes it easier for those kids who struggle with reading. This is near and dear to my heart, having a son who's ADHD. He has dyscalculia, and my husband was also dyslexic as a child, and he grew up reading Clifford. And so,
yes, yeah, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Exactly, and that's how he learned to read. And so,
and Ferdinand the Bull,
right,
and Paddington Bear,
and right, and the fact that they have taken the time to figure out how to make it easier for kids.
Good. I have a goddaughter who's dyslexic.
Yeah,
and it was so interesting to get graduated from college, and then when you get into your first job, there's no IEP, so
no.
You really, it's good when we're able to find ways for them to succeed and succeed quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, so these are young junior readers, so they're, you know, they start young chapter books, and they teach them how to start elevating into regular reading. But it's you know, it's so great that even kids who are behind on reading can sit and read,
yeah,
and feel comfortable. And we even have some that are, you know, Minecraft themes, so they're not just, they're into the normal, you know, unicorns and dragons and, you know, funny and, you know, just, they're not these weird books that the kids are not interested in reading. They're actually books that are fun.
That everybody reads.
That wants to read, yes.
So, Mindy, where did you guys get the books? What's the program?
It's actually, I just found them on Amazon, to be honest.
Oh, cool.
You can just type in and search for them, and they come up DF-friendly. And so, It's very interesting. The hard part is, you know, there's not a whole lot out there yet. So we're trying to do our best to find as much as we can and make them as available as possible. So
great. I'm glad you got these.
Yes, I'm super excited. And I can't wait to keep building.
Okay.
So yeah.
Anything else you want people to know about our Warren County Public Library? I bet you had a bunch of people in getting books for the weekend, I'll bet you.
Oh, yes. And thank goodness they are, because as my shirt says, stay home and read. So I would definitely encourage that. But as always, remember, if you can't get in, we still always have our Hoopla. We have Libby. We have Canopy. We have our new Palace app that took place at Boundless. So be sure to check those out. They're free with your library card. So stay in, read. Don't go out. It's too cold.
Okay. Mindy, thanks for going out and being with us.
You're welcome.
So appreciate you. Mindy Newberry with us. She is our youth services librarian with the Warren County Public Library, a treasured entity here in our local community.